Tuesday, April 22nd. The first reading from Acts chapter 2, verses 36 through 41. On the day of Pentecost, Peter said to the Jewish people, "Let the whole house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified." Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart, and they asked Peter and the other apostles, "What are we to do, my brothers?" Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is made to you and to your children, and to all those far off, whomever the Lord our God will call." He testified with many other arguments, and was exhorting them, "Save yourselves from this corrupt generation." Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 persons were added that day. Haydock Commentary. They had compunction in their heart with sorrow for their sins, especially against their Messiah. They must believe and be baptized, believing and making profession to believe and hope for salvation by the merits of Jesus Christ. "Thus you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, the grace of God." The gift of the Holy Ghost, that is, justifying grace, which is infused in our hearts by the laver of regeneration. The exterior gifts of the Holy Ghost, the gifts of tongues, of miracles, prophecy, etc., were in the beginning of the church more regularly the consequences of confirmation or imposition of hands. The good tidings of salvation were first announced to the Jew, then to the Gentile, first to the domestics, then to the strangers who are far off. It is rather singular that St. Peter, after here so clearly showing that the Gentiles are called to the faith, should afterwards have made such objections to go to baptize Cornelius because he was a Gentile. This can only be reconciled by supposing he did not know distinctly the time nor the manner of their vocation. St. Luke only gives an abridgment of those exhortations which St. Peter and the apostles frequently gave to all the people. St. Peter, as St. John Chrysostom observes, and as we see in these Acts, was the mouth of all the rest, and on this first day of Pentecost, about 3,000 were converted. The Gospel from John chapter 20, verses 11 through 18. Mary Magdalene stayed outside the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener, and said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he had told her. Haydock Commentary. It may be asked why Magdalene, after putting the question to the angels, turns round without waiting for the answer. No doubt, as soon as she had spoken, the heavenly messengers perceived their Lord behind Mary, and by their looks and actions gave her to understand that they beheld the Lord. This caused her immediately to look behind her. So says St. John Chrysostom. Thinking him, as the evangelist remarks, to be the gardener, how comes it that without saying whom she sought, she asked if he had taken him away? Because such was the ardor of her love that she could not imagine anyone could think of any other but him, of whom her own mind was so full. So says St. Gregory. Magdalene, now in grief and tears, knew not Jesus till he called upon her by her name, and with his usual voice. Then with joy she cried out, "Rabboni, Master!" And Jesus saith to her, "Touch me not." The meaning of which word seems to be, "I am not yet leaving thee, nor ascending to the Father, so that thou mayest have time enough to embrace my feet afterwards. Now go to my disciples," etc. Others suppose that Magdalene imagined he was risen from the dead to live with men as before, like Lazarus. He addresses his words to her to disabuse her of this notion.